Good morning. Radio. Good morning, everyone. I attempted to come on a few minutes ago. I have not done Blog Talk Radio in a while. This is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries here in the state of South Carolina. I hope you all are doing well. Like I said, it's been a while, and I couldn't find the studio to get started. Then I punched in the wrong pin, but you know what? It's okay. I'm here now just for a few minutes of motivation. I'm not sure if I'm going to do this every morning, but as it grows, I will decide whether I'm going to do it every morning as led by the Lord. So this morning, I just want to encourage you. We have chastisements and we have trials and tribulations. Things don't go right. Things don't go as seem. But maybe this morning you don't need a chastisement. Maybe this morning you need just a word of encouragement. So that's what I'm here for. But remember, everything that is sent as a message, if it's a feel-good message, there are still conditions. You just can't expect to eat the good of the land if you're still walking in an ungodly way. But for those of you, I want to reach everyone. Maybe you're not saved today. Maybe you don't know the Lord. Maybe you just want to tune in because you want to hear that word. Well, that's what I'm here for. So I'm not discriminating against you if you are not saved, because it is our goal that everyone come to Christ. But if you just want to hear an encouraging word, no matter who you are, what walk of life you're in, this is what I am here for. So I'm going to get started with a scripture, because this was what I had heard yesterday. God just dropped it right there, that sometimes we get in that dry bone situation, and I'm coming from Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. That's Old Testament, Ezekiel 37th chapter, and this is the NIV version. Starting at verse 1, the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign God, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord said to these bones: I will make breath into you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says: Come, breath, from the four winds and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone and we are cut off.'" I'm going to pause right there. That was Ezekiel 37 chapter, the 1st through the 12th verse. Glory to God. Dry bones don't have to be in that valley. Sometimes our physical, our spiritual, our emotional bones dry out. Why? Because we have bombarded with many things that we have no control over. Sometimes it's the stress level. Sometimes it's just pure exhaustion, because we nowadays are trying to do so much. There's the social media. There's our regular home life, our job, our church, our whatever we're involved in. It's so many things that can go on. So today we're looking at ourselves, each and every one of us, as perhaps there is a time when you felt like you was in the valley. You felt like you were in that situation where you didn't see life, you couldn't speak life, you couldn't feel life. But today, we're coming out of that valley. Our bones shall live. Yes, our bones shall live. We shall spring forth. Everything's going to be connected together again. So if you feel like you're broken, you're shattered, your dreams have died, glory, hallelujah. If you feel like that today, the good news is that you're going to live. You're going to live. You can speak these things. Speak them, and they shall come to pass. And we know that there is power in the tongue. There is power of life and death in the tongue. You have to speak what you want. Don't allow others to take your joy, steal your joy. You speak to yourself. Don't wait for someone to prophesy to you. Don't wait, because when someone comes to you with a word from the Lord, you will already know it's confirmation. Sometimes we get so caught up in the prophecy that we forgot about the fact that we have the living word. Now, it is a good thing to receive the prophecy to get your confirmation. Glory to God. But in the meantime, read your word, study your word, be around like-minded people, get out of the negative, start your life brand new. What a perfect day to start your life brand new. All over again every day, because God's mercies are new every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These 15 minutes are certainly flying by fast, but I want to leave you with a prayer. Glory to God. And everyone, let's just worship the Lord. Let's just worship the Lord. On tomorrow, I will be live on Facebook at 11:45 for prayer. Amen. Amen. So catch me there as well. But we come now just to worship and just to praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Even if you're unsaved, whatever your situation in life is right now, just lift your hands in worship. Glory to God. Father God, we just worship you. We adore you. We magnify your name. We come now, God, saying thank you for life, health, and strength. We come now saying we adore you for what you have done and what you're going to do. We come now to say that we know that you are a healer of all of our diseases. There is nothing too hard for you, because what is impossible with man is certainly possible with God. We believe you now, God, for all the miracles and all the signs and the wonders. We know that if we have the power of the Holy Ghost, we shall receive power. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear God saying that many are falling away because they have become weak in their power, but I have come to lift you up. I have come to lift you up this same day, this very day. I will take care of your finances. I will take care of your loved ones. Maybe there's someone that's just dealing with the loss of loved ones and don't know how to turn, and it doesn't seem like it's going to ever get easier. But remember, God comforts those who mourn. So today, for all those who might be in bereavement or concerned about a loved one that doesn't seem like they're going to make it, God says, I have your comfort. I am your peace. I am your healing. I am the healer. So come to me. Come to me as often as you need to, and I will lift you up, because the scripture says when your mother and everyone else, even your father, your loved ones, when they forsake you, I, the Lord God, will lift you up. So today, be encouraged, says the Lord. Be encouraged. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for what you have just spoken, God. We know that your word is true, and there is no falseness about it. Your word shall not return void. So, Father God, we believe that right now your people will be healed, delivered, and set free. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we just bless you. We just bless you right now. Glory to God. We're going to call that done. We're going to call every situation that was lifted. We're going to call everyone who requested prayer. We're going to call it done. We're going to call it done in Jesus' name. But I do hope that this little snippet will bless you. I really hope that it will bless you. Like I said, I have not done this in a while, and I'm going to open it up to have guests on and extend the time. But as my time permits, and perhaps yours too, we will do that. But in the meantime, we're excited about this new old thing. Sometimes God will let you rest from a thing for a while, and then he will put you right back in that place. So I will be going live tomorrow, which is Wednesday, at 11:45 until around 12. And I will pray again. And then here at my residence, we have prayer. And if you want to get in contact with me to find out how to get here, just let me know on Facebook, or I can give you a phone number. But in the meantime, we are just excited about that. And also, if you have a chance, I was interviewed at the Logan Power Show back in April, and it is now on, the interview is now on AllNationsTV.com, www.allnationstv.com, and that will air again tonight at 8:30, which is your best time to probably watch it, because of other times you might have not been able to watch it. But I encourage you to take a look at the interview. Calvin Logan is the host, and he's doing a fantastic job with interviewing pastors and leaders and politicians and authors and musicians. He is doing an awesome job, and I was blessed to be able to be on to talk about what we can expect from the pastors and leaders and how we can bridge the gap between the church and the community. So when you get a chance, check that out. And it's one more time, and that's 2 a.m. in the morning, Wednesday morning. But tonight at 8:30, I would invite you to watch on AllNationsTV.com. And I pray that your day is blessed. It's been a pleasure to try to come back on here and give what has been given to me. Glory, hallelujah. But if you have any other questions, any concerns, please contact me, Cassandra Valentine Davis, on Facebook. And I have some other pages. I have a sermon page, and I have Kingdom Builders, which is my ministry, which we'll be celebrating 10 years in the ministry on next month. But how many know when you've been called by God, you really are celebrating a lifetime. Even when I wasn't so good, even when I felt like I turned my back on God, I still knew the words of prayer, and that prayer led me back into the Lord, led me back into the salvation where God could work on me, until that day that he said, well, I want you to preach the gospel. And of course, that was a glorious day, and I thank God for it. But again, be encouraged. Your dry bones can live. They shall live. They will live. We're declaring and we decree that all these things that you have asked God for, everything, just give it to God. Just give it all to God right now. Glory to God. Give it all to God. He says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. God really, really does care for you. So with that being said, I hope that has lifted you up. Glory to God. And we will have more content, more features in a little while. It is certainly an experience, and I pray that you are abundantly blessed, abundantly blessed. God cares. He really does care. So don't put yourself down. Be encouraged. You may be in a valley right now. Hallelujah. But God is bringing you up into the mountaintop. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord for that. Glory to God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah. God, you're so great. You're greatly to be praised. You're the Alpha Omega, beginning and end. You are the lily of the valley. And we appreciate him. And we appreciate all of you for listening. And again, I'm trying to stretch the time. But good day, God bless you, and I will talk to you very, very soon.